although Passover is still more than 2 weeks away, tonight the Weizmann National Museum of American Jewish History in Philadelphia will host its annual Freedom Seder for the 10th year. WHYY's Peter Kremenz reports the event uses the Jewish religious tradition as a call to social activism.
This is the 10th year the Weizmann Museum will host a Freedom Seder, but the concept started 54 years ago in the wake of the killing of Martin Luther King Jr. The idea is to gather people of many faiths, races, and sexualities to share a meal and their personal stories of liberation. It was Rabbi Arthur Wasko's idea. He's now 89, and he comes every year to talk about Jewish teaching and social activism.
I started looking about a month ago at what you might call the economics of the Exodus.
This year, Wasko will explain how money changed hands in ancient Egypt when the biblical Pharaoh held the Israelites in bondage.
God tells Moses, and Moses tells the people, to go to the Egyptian households, ask for gold, silver, and clothing to pay for their unpaid labor for a couple of hundred years. Well, we would now call that reparations for slavery.
Other presenters at the Freedom Seder include musicians, comedians, and religious leaders from both Jewish and Christian congregations. Peter Kremenz, WHYY News.